Our first call, as usual, was the house of the squire, and we trooped nervously down his drive. For light we had candles in marmalade jars suspended on loops of string, and they threw pale gleams on the towering snowdrifts that stood on each side of the drive. A blizzard was blowing, but we were well wrapped up, with army putties on our legs, woolen hats on our heads, and several scarves around our ears. As we approached the big house across its white, silent lawns, we too grew respectfully silent. The lake nearby was stiff and black, the waterfall frozen and still. We arranged ourselves, shuffling around the big front door, then knocked and announced the choir.